gratitude, feeling grateful. When we hear those words, just feeling what happens inside. Gratitude. Gratefulness. Thankfulness. Sometimes there may come a feeling of opening. A simultaneous feeling of humbleness and upliftment, awe, appreciation. Other times there might be a feeling of being locked out, or there's pressure that I should feel and I don't. And either way, just for a few moments, playing with unlocking the thinking part of gratitude. If we play with the thought that I don't feel grateful, I am ungrateful, I should feel more grateful. Think of all those poor people who can't see or hear or whatever. Who don't have a warm place to be today and all of that. Feeling of pressure, trying to force ourselves to feel something. And what if we just play with thinking the opposite thought? The thought that I'm ungrateful, just turning it around. There's some ways that you are grateful. You're just not aware of it in the moment. There are some things in your life that also you are happy to enjoy. But the sensors that could receive that fully are closed. Because we're occupied with something else. With getting somewhere. But rather than by willpower, by trying to force ourselves to feel something we think we should feel that would be the right thing, the good thing to feel, we can come through the back door of the body, just feeling the body here. And for example, playing with the relief of coming to the body and leaving that tangle of thoughts, I'm grateful, I'm ungrateful. And feeling the goodness of relief, letting go of what's burdensome, even if only for a second. The thought that I should be able to let go of the thinking for longer, how do you know? I can just change the wording and play with how that feels. Instead of I should be able to stop thinking for longer, already I can for half of a second. Feel the body or hear the sound or taste the taste. Or see the color, or wish the deep wish. Already I can, for half of a second. And other times gratitude pours through our heart. And there can be enjoyment of what it feels like when gratitude comes to visit and is welcome. If possible, just feeling physically the feeling of gratitude when it's possible. Somehow we discovered ourselves not to be alone, not to have to do it all by ourselves, to be helped, to be nurtured, to be alive, all of that not in our individual hands. Sometimes there's a simultaneous sense of sinking down and in, as well as something really expanding out. An inward expansion, we could say, and an outward expansion as well at the same time. And also feel how having received knowingly, having realized that we've received, something wells up from inside. Just being open to feel a kind of two-way exchange or motion back and in, as well as out and forward, receiving and overflowing. Gratitude can help us feel for a way of living where we realize we're not so much in control of things and yet still somehow it's not all bad what happens. Still, somehow, it's a beautiful life. Feeling into the back of the head and letting there be possibility of more space, the back of the head. And letting that more space release right down the back, all the way down the back of the body, down to the heels. Letting the eyes rest, letting there be peace on the face, between the eyes. Harmony in the chest, so room for everything, even what seems to be in disharmony. Letting the front of the body release. Feeling the body and the space around the body. The air softly around you. The coverings. Letting the body be nestled into the ground. Shifting if needed to feel more nestled. Letting the mouth be loose, the jaws be loose, almost as if when we're in awe and the mouth drops open and helps soften the throat and chest. Feeling or imagining yourself held. Held with a kind of living support that's not only under you, but in you and all around. All of that without which this body and mind is not. All of that invisible, living. Unseen, unnoticed support of life. Letting thoughts about what you are fall out with the out-breath. Just another thought. Each time you come across a limitation in the mind about what you are. Not good enough, too good. Too sleepy, too awake. Male, female, such and such an age. Widening to our whole experience, including sound and colors in the mind's eye, so that there can be a question at least about whether we actually end with the skin. So what if we have no end? But just include the body within vastness. Feeling the possibility, what if? Just for fun, imagining or sensing in some way. Within silky vastness, sparkling vastness, without corners or end or beginning, there is this body experience, and there is this thinking experience, this emotional experience, a sense of energy and space, all of that nestled within, perhaps. Let's just play with this. So there is enough room for all of this, even what we think we can't quite handle. And so feeling for a delicate moment today, a moment that you felt a bit raw or disturbed, unsettled. Not anything too intense to start with. Can go on to that later with practice. Something that was maybe difficult but that wouldn't be overwhelming to return to that memory. You felt a little impatient or a little bored or a little small. Or a little speedy. A bit angry or critical or alone. Embarrassed. Sad. Insecure. Disconnected or whatever. So just enough to feel. Maybe remembering the actual moment, how your feet were on the ground or how your body was on the ground, the temperature, etc. To actually start to feel the texture of that experience as one more human experience that we've all had. So if it was cold or hot, stiff or fast, dense or light, grounded, uprooted, bright, dark, sharp, limp. And just to kind of hold that experience as if it were a thing that you found on the beach. Or you just came home and there was something on the chair and you're not sure what it was or how it got there. It's not yours. But it has a shape and a temperature and a texture, flavor that you can feel. And because it's uncomfortable or even painful, there's also usually a bracing against feeling it, a resistance. And so for now, if we can also just feel what resistance feels like, just briefly getting the impression of that gristle, a feeling and a pressure against the feeling, a defense against the feeling, a no. N-O. And feeling the tension between the two. Sometimes it's possible to let the resistance go and just let the feeling be. And then the feeling is already different. And sometimes we really feel how that feeling and that resistance are one thing. It goes together. And so in whatever way is possible, lightly receiving the impression of this difficult feeling, difficult moment. And realizing again and again that it's not your own private experience, but something everyone in the room has felt at some time. That gives some ventilation. And then we could even expand further and feel how in this very moment on this very planet, probably thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people and even other creatures might be feeling that just now. Here we are together with this mysterious experience, mysterious connection. Capacity to feel something. To let it be, not to have a fix. Not to try to fix it, not to try to also stop it. To let it have its aliveness. So all of this within that vastness, if possible, or within a realm where gratitude is possible. We might feel that we could resonate with the aliveness even in anger or fear or insecurity or shame or whatever, anything. Whatever popped up for you into your mind. What happens if we accept that there's a resistance to feeling this uncomfortable texture? And we notice that especially there's resistance to having that idea of that emotion. Maybe we can release there and feel the texture of it. Not trying to force ourselves to like the texture, but just letting tenderness feel. Just hot, just prickly. Just fast. Just dull. Just blind. Dark. And what if, with all the vastness backing us up from the belly, we go against all of our training and with the in-breath welcome this difficult texture in without any prepared answer or solution or comfort even, just allowing it in, yes. You are welcome here as you are. You experience that we've all had. So even the possibility of breathing it all in, because there's plenty of room, and it's not mine, it's not one's own. Just giving it room, finally somewhere soft to land, or nowhere to land. Nothing fighting against it. Nothing's actually wrong. Just uncomfortable. And what happens being in touch with uncomfortable without the idea of it being wrong? Let's just feel for a moment. Sometimes there's a natural, powerful, maybe visceral feeling, response, like life's response, the response of aliveness in touch with pain that's allowed to be felt. Goodwill. Without avoiding the intensity. Without looking away. So feeling for what might be a response to that, not trying to fix it, but okay, whatever it is, even self-hatred or rage at another. No big deal. But being in intimacy with that texture, does something naturally come forth? Some coolness or flow, breeziness, buoyancy, whatever. Just leaving room for that possibility. So just for a few breaths, within vastness, the breath happening by itself, and breathing in, allowing the texture to be welcome, the texture of the difficult. Including the resistance to it if needed, which usually it is needed. Usually at least half the difficult experience is the resistance, so leaving room for that, welcoming that. It's not in our control to get rid of it. And just feeling if ease comes pouring through, or upliftment. On the out-breath, filling you and overflowing towards everyone, everywhere it may be helpful. And if you feel that the response for the out-breath that could fill you and then overflow is not quite vivid enough for you. You could just remember a time that you felt good, you felt at peace, you felt at home, or love, loved, loving. You felt gratitude or beauty, appreciation of beauty. And then getting inside that feeling, feeling the texture of that, filling the body with that texture, filling the mind with that texture. Maybe lightness, maybe sweetness, maybe empowerment, wholeness, completeness, at rest, joy, clarity, love, freedom. In its texture of silkiness, flow, stillness, and embrace. And then playing with the in-breath, welcoming in the difficult, as if from all directions, into the heart of vastness, welcomed by you. And with the out-breath, filling and overflowing with the texture of the wonderful. And start to feel as if these textures are passing through the skin, coming in from all directions, the difficult, and going, filling and going out in all directions, as if through the pores of the skin, from each cell of the body. The silkiness, breeziness, groundedness, or whatever the feeling is for you. Nourishment, spaciousness. Warmth, coolness. This exercise can really scramble our brain. So taking your time, it can take a while to get into the rhythm. You can use more than one breath as the in-breath if it feels too fast, then more than one breath as out-breath section. going back just to exploration of gratitude or vastness, if and when you ever feel you need to, or you prefer to, or within that limitlessness, with a warmth towards your person, yourself, your life. The in-breath welcomes the common experience, common heritage that might be burning, dense, or whatever. And our capacity to receive it without freaking out can allow us to perceive, to feel the aliveness in there, in that experience. And that can allow, with the out-breath, life's response, so possibly breathing in heat or cold, machinery, kind of texture from all of us. Possibly breathing out, filling and overflowing with honey of ease, of naturalness, of okayness. With the out-breath filling and overflowing with a response that's not trying to fix anything, but just in meeting the difficult. Landing in richness, resources, an upwelling of life. Like a fragrance or a breeze or a wave or a song.